Thank you for listening to this message. As you take time, wherever you are, to soak in this teaching of Scripture, we at Encounter Church hope that it leads you to have a real and meaningful encounter with God, because we believe that people need an encounter with God more than anything else. Enjoy.
Courtney did an awesome job getting this series kicked off last week. It was really, really, really fun to hear what she had to say, and I'm just going to have a continuation of that. We are a church that believes that an encounter with God is the most important thing. And what that looks like for us is that we're going to prioritize being a presence-driven church. To experience an encounter with God, God must be pursued in the ways that He asks us to pursue Him. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight, which is like a little bit weird to think about. But God really does lay out what He wants from us, and so our obedience in saying, like, oh, that's your preference, God? That's what you like? Okay, I'll do that. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. So in this series, we're going to focus on how the church should give to God what God wants, not what's cozy and comfy necessarily for us. And when we give God what He wants in our gatherings, God is more free to move about our gatherings. In James 4, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. That's the way it works. You draw near to God, He's going to draw near to you. And as He draws near to us, we get to encounter Him. We get to have an experience with Him. We get to sense His presence and be changed by Him. So as we give to God what He wants, He draws near to us and moves in our midst. We get to receive from Him. It's pretty cool. So what we're going to talk about is how much smells matter to God. That's what we're talking about. Smells. They matter to God. And we're going to do a vibe check. Does your scent pass the vibe check? That's what we're going to figure out tonight. I know, it's super weird. I was holding my niece a couple days ago, and the top of her head is the most delicious smell that just makes you lean right in. You just want to nuzzle right in. It's awkward sometimes because you're like, how close is too close? And like, how far into the cheeks and neck fold should I go, you know? But it's so delicious. Her scent draws me to her. I want to lean right in. Listen, I was created in the image of God. Scents matter to Him too, okay? All right, so we're talking about. What we're going to do is gather with your friends, and you know, you can find friends. Talk about the best smell ever and why, and then the worst smell ever and why, and report back. Okay, just real quick, maybe groups of three-ish. Go on. What's the best smell? What's the worst smell? Oh, my gosh. Philly Airport baggage claim area bathrooms. Okay. The one I wrote down is eggs when they're like slightly overcooked and they just fill the whole house with their egg stench. Can't do it. All right, what'd you say was the best smell? Yeah, chocolate chip cookies. All right. The idea of smells mattering to God goes way back, all the way back to the tabernacle and Exodus 30. This is so fascinating, but God was like very specific in everything that He wanted and all of the scents. Incense was a very big deal in the tabernacle. The Lord said to Moses, gather fragrant spices. He actually names them. I just did a dot, 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 okay, instead of naming them. Using the usual techniques of the incense maker, blend the spices together, sprinkle them with salt to produce a pure and holy incense. Grind some of the mixture into a fine powder. Put it in front of the Ark of the Covenant where I will meet with you. I'm going to be there, and I want it to smell good. Okay? You must treat this incense as most holy. It is reserved for the Lord. You must treat it as holy. So the smell of the burning sacrifices, so we're back in the Old Testament, God smells the sacrifice, the incense. It's pleasing to him because it says, oh, my people are doing what I asked them to do. My people are being obedient. My people are serving me the way I'm asking to be served. Sacrifices, incense, it's a sign that God's people are doing what they asked them to do. He asked them to do it, they did it, proving their faith, so then God draws near. Because draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Think about how you draw near when something smells good. You have a bouquet of flowers, you shove your nose right up in there. It smells so good. Sniffing your kiddos after a bath, or if your partner, your spouse, smells really spicy, those are smells that are going to draw you right in, okay? And God is so close to us that he can smell us. Our scent matters. When we smell good, he leans in. God can smell what I'm putting off. God can smell what you're putting off. And it either causes him to lean in, draw near, or to be repelled. What is our scent? Is it like actual scent, or like what is it? Our scent is the sacrifice. It is offering our own bodies as a living sacrifice to the Lord. Courtney touched on that verse last week. We're just bringing it back around. Offering our bodies as a living sacrifice, doing what God asks us to do simply because he asked us to do it, that's what gives off the fragrance, the aroma, thank you, that God likes. This is the part of the sermon where we're like, oh, we're not offering animal sacrifices anymore. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. We are the living sacrifice. Our bodies are a living sacrifice. So, offering your body as a living sacrifice sounds like, this is what I know God asked me to do, so I'm going to do it. For example, Miles feels a prompting from the Holy Spirit. I think there might be somebody here that needs to say something. Miles is standing in front of a group, and he's like, please don't make me say it. I want to say it. And he gets a nudge again, and he gets a nudge again. His obedience in saying, hey guys, might be a little awkward, but I think there's somebody here that has something to say. That is Miles offering his body as a living sacrifice, him being able to do what God asked him to do just because God asked him to do it. Hope you don't mind me using you as an example. What I love about what Courtney shared last week is that her sermon was the vibe check. Her sermon is where we get to say, okay, how do we know if our scent passes the vibe check? We look at Romans 12, and we're going to be looking at that tonight at the end, but I'm going to just give a couple examples here. So from Romans 12, if God asks you to serve, serve. If God asks you to give, give. Don't just pretend to love others, actually love them. Hate what is wrong. Cling to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. Take delight in honoring each other. What does God want from us? It's this. He wants us to not be lazy. Work hard. Serve the Lord enthusiastically. Be patient. Keep on praying. Help people who are in need. This is the aroma that is pleasing to God. So we do this not because it makes sense to us, not because we feel like it, not because it's convenient, but because it's what God says that he wants. And how are we a presence-driven church? We give to God what he wants from us. I'm going to read what I wrote here because it's actually pretty good. God says this is what he wants, and I know it causes him to draw near. It smells good to him. This is what smells good. When he draws near, I'm able to have an encounter with him, and an encounter with God matters more than anything. So what causes our scent? It's our sacrifice. It's the aroma of us offering our bodies as a living sacrifice, conforming to his will, giving him what he wants in the way that he asks for it. It all produces an aroma. So consider what David says in Psalm 141. Bing. Oh Lord, I'm calling to you. This is David praying. Please hurry. Listen when I cry to you for help. Accept my prayers as incense offered to you, and my upraised hands as an evening offering. In this psalm, David's prayer for help is metaphorically just like the incense that rises up into the air during the sacrifices. And God can smell it. And I thought this part was interesting too. His upraised hands are like an offering. My upraised hands are like the evening offering. We don't raise our hands in church because it's cute. We don't raise our hands in church because it makes us feel good, or because we want to like be showy, or it's comfortable to us. We raise our hands because that's what God wants. We're going to serve him. We're going to honor him. We're going to sacrifice to him in the ways that he asks us to serve him. And prayer is giving God exactly what he wants. It's an act of obedience. Raising our hands in church is giving God exactly what he wants. It's an act of obedience. And it produces an aroma that is sweet to the Lord. An aroma that causes him to draw near that he can smell. So what in the world? I don't know, but let's just chat about it. I think that first it's an admission that God is near. When you're smelling something, you have to be like proximally near, close to it, right? When you're close enough to smell those chocolate chip cookies, this happened yesterday morning. I was laying in bed, as I do, and I could smell the coffee. I'm the farthest room away from the coffee, but I could smell the coffee like making its way up to me, being like, hello, I'm waiting for you. And I was just like, ugh, I just love coffee. It caused me to be like, let's go. Let's get out of this bed. It caused me to move. I kind of lost my train of thought. Oh, what does it mean that God can smell it? That's what we're talking about. So first, it's an admission that we're close to God. Second, it illustrates that God draws near as we give him what he wants. We give him what he wants, he comes closer to us. Is his presence here right now? 100%. Do you have as much of the Holy Spirit now as you're ever going to have if you're a believer in Jesus? Yes, 100%. Does something mystical happen when we all gather together and we give to God what he wants in the way that he wants us, and we get to feel him and know that he is drawing close? Yeah, that too. Can I explain it? Do I understand it? Not really, but it's pretty cool. It's really, really cool. God is so near to us that he can smell what we're putting off. So we're going to pause just for a quick sec. Joelle's going to come up. She's going to pass out some stuff. We're going to play a little, it's not a game. I want you to reach into the bag. It's very safe, promise. And just do a little, like, you can shuffle them up. Oh, thank you. And grab a couple scratch and sniff stickers. Stick it on ya, and let your neighbor try to figure out what it is that they're smelling. Listen, God can smell it when you are offering a sacrifice to him. The incense would only be rising through the tabernacle when there was a sacrifice happening. So it was a community event, a proximal. I don't really get that word, but it's like, it's talking about us all like being together, right? Gathering of human beings, doing the things that God commanded them to do by faith. Incense rises up. God is pleased with it. He draws near. So this just kind of flashes back to what Courtney talked about last week, actually being together. That matters. It matters to God. It's what he asks for. It's what he likes. Yes, God is with you wherever you go. But there's something more that we get when we're all together. So at Encounter Church, we're striving to be a presence-driven church. A presence-driven church admits that when we gather, God is nearer, weird word, nearer to the congregation than when we're not gathered, right? So when the church is gathered in worship, which is what he asked for, we should have a mindset that we're actually looking for him. He is near. He's near enough to smell us. That's weird. We should be looking for him, not just listening to what's presented, not just an information transfer, but looking for God. Where is he at? What's he doing? What does he want? How can I serve him? How can I be a sacrifice today? How can we sacrifice and give to God, to the body, so that he is pleased with us, so that we can smell the best, right? A presence-driven church admits that when they gather to give God what he wants. So we give God our hands in worship. We give God our hearts, our praise on our lips, our voices to sing to him, and he likes it. How does God know that we love him? He knows we love him by what we do, by our faith, by our obedience. So what we're going to talk about next is, does your scent pass the vibe check? Does it? It's hard because I know that most of us have been in church for decades, and most of us have been in churches where we go and we sit and we get really good info. Maybe we take notes and we leave. It's like, that was great. That was great church. And we're asking for something a little bit different here. What we're asking for is, how can I be a sacrifice today? How can I come to church and offer my body as a living sacrifice so that I'm drawing near to God and he's drawing near to me? It's a different approach. It's subtle, but it is different. A presence-driven church admits that when people gather to give God what he wants, God responds as if responding to the sweet aroma of something he enjoys, like dinner, like those cookies, like the coffee yesterday morning. Okay, as God moves, we will encounter him. As we put more into it, we all get more out of it. Do I understand that? No. Is God holy and can do whatever he wants to do at all times? Absolutely. Do we also have some influence with how we show up and how that affects the vibe and how that affects whether or not he's really drawing in? Yes. Does that make sense? Not really. I don't know, right? What I do know is that us being a sacrifice matters. So, again, we're going to give to God what he asks for in the way that he asks for it. By faith, not because it's necessarily convenient or we really want to, but because we do want to obey and we do want to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. What does it mean? It just means being extra committed to giving to God what he wants in the way that he wants it, with passion, so that we also get to receive from him. It's not about coming to church, listening and learning new info, and then peacing out with a smile in your heart. That's not what we're all about. I mean, we are-ish, but we want to be a presence-driven church. We are here to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice and to encounter God's presence as a result of that. The less passion we give, the less we're going to receive from God. It's really weird. The more passion we give, the more we are willing to sacrifice, the more we're going to receive from God. So let's just chat about what it looks like to be a living sacrifice. Now, I think we can define that in so many different ways, but what we're going to do is use the verses from Courtney's sermon last week, Romans 12, 5 to 18. You have it at the edge of your seat. You can just pass it down. And this is what it says. Does your smell pass the vibe check? Let's go ahead and find out. You can pass pens down too. This is what smells good to God. And literally, I just took each sentence and I just made it into a checklist. And, you know, not all of you are called to be givers. Not all of you are called to be teachers. Not all of you are called to be, leaders. But for what you feel called to do, are you doing it? So we're just going to take 5 minutes and kind of go through, and I would just really encourage you to prayerfully consider, where am I being a living sacrifice, and where do I want to like step it up a little bit?
Thank you for listening. At this point in our service, those who were in attendance transitioned to a hands-on activity to help make the scriptures stick. We hope you'll join us one day as we strive to engage the disciple of Christ with multiple learning styles, hands-on creatives, and in-person serving in our community. Check us out at www.encounterchurchberks.com. Sign up for our weekly email, follow us on social. Have a great rest of your week.